Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. He's a true patriot. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Scott. How are you, pal?
I'm in Vegas, buddy, and you're in Atlanta. How's it going down there? Are the Patriots ready to roll?
I think the Patriots are ready to roll. It's funny, you know, I'm with a bunch of sports reporters tonight. All anyone from Boston wants to talk about is Kyrie Irving. So only in Boston could that happen when the Patriots are 2 days away from playing the Super Bowl and people are worried about Kyrie Irving jumping ship.
Can you believe that the Super Bowl is in 2 days and that the NBA this week with Anthony Davis, Kristaps Porzingis, and Kyrie Irving have completely stolen their thunder?
It's absolutely crazy. Patriots availability in the middle of Tom talking yesterday, and people are getting these alerts on their phones that Kristaps traded to the Mavericks. And I'm like, look, we're at a Super Bowl press conference here. We gotta put our priorities in line.
So, you know, you and I have had many conversations over the years about this this team and Tom Brady and Belichick, and it really is unbelievable that, I mean, I think, you know, people have to understand how special this guy is, Brady. I mean, this is unthinkable. It's unfathomable that we're sitting here watching this guy again play on Super Sunday. And the fact that a single quarterback is playing in his ninth Super Bowl is almost erratic. I can't even wrap my hands around it. It is so surreal to me that this guy has done that. I mean, this is never going to happen again. As long as we live, I'm certain of it.
Yeah, he's been to more Super Bowls than any other franchise. You know, the Patriots have been to 11. I think Cowboys have been to 8. And Brady's been to 9. So, you know, what he keeps doing and the way he's able to turn back the clock and kind of like freeze Father Time, it's been amazing. And he's still playing at a high level. You know, won the MVP last year and arguably the best quarterback in the league over the last month of the season, particularly the last 2 weeks and heading into the playoffs. You know, you had all the Pat Mahomes and some of the young guns, but Tom's outlasting them all and playing better than all of them right now.
Why is it, do you think, that he is so magical, particularly on third downs, when it comes to the way he hooks up with Edelman and Gronkowski?
I think it's just the sheer practice and repetitions and the trust they have. You know, they're willing to try things on first and second down because they know they have that money in the bank on third down. So, you know, they'll take their deeper shots or they'll try to run the ball on the early downs because they just know that those guys are going to be money. Edelman runs such great routes. Gronk is always, you know, he's always open over the middle. You know, he's had a kind of a smaller year this year stats-wise, but, you know, been playing well the last month, and I think that's no coincidence as to why the Patriots are playing so well the last month.
Jim McBride, the legendary writer with the Boston Globe, with us on the bench again, our favorite from Boston. Do you think Edelman is, at the end of the day, the best you've ever seen wear a Patriot uniform when it comes to receivers, or is it someone else? Is it Randy Moss? Is it someone else that you believe is better than him? Because I've never seen anything like it. I mean, the guy, not only does he never drop a ball, but he has all these freak things happen to him, like the, you know, the catch in the Super Bowl last year, or the, you know, against the Falcons 2 years ago, or the punt in the AFC title game this year that never hit his hand and shoulder and thumb. I mean, it's just freakish.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can make a case for a lot of guys, Stanley Morgan going way back, Randy Moss certainly, and even Wes Welker, really the original slot machine in New England. But I think that Edelman, the fact that he's been able to come up with so many clutch catches, puts him, you know, right at the top of the list, if you ask me. You know, we were debating this the other day about whether he's a Hall of Famer, and he probably isn't, but he's your first ballot Patriot Hall of Famer, and probably no guy you'd want to target more on third down or in some kind of clutch situation other than that guy. You know, I mean, Welker and Moss had tremendous Patriot careers, but they never won a Super Bowl, and now Julian's going for his third, and he's always played a major role in both of the first two victories. So I think you got to give it to him.
Are you surprised that I went to the Bears-Patriots Super Bowl in 85 at the Superdome? How about them apples?
Wow, that was, I think I was a senior in high school, so you got me beat. But I remember that day, and it was a magical run for the Pats. Ray Berry, you know, they finally squished the fish down in Miami. And I think people really thought that they had a chance to win that game because they had caught fire. And then, lo and behold, Buddy Ryan's 46 defense put them, behind the eight ball awful quick.
That was ugly. So if you were to guess, Jim, about Belichick, because, they both are going to keep going, obviously. Brady has basically guaranteed he's going to keep playing. And I think Belichick, my guess is that guy's going to keep going for 5 or 6 years at least. I don't see an end in sight for him. I think a lot of people are smelling that Gronkowski looks like the wheels might be falling off. But it's amazing to me. The wheels might be falling off, but he never drops a pass. He's got guys making love to him. They're all over him. They're literally crawling on his face. And then he still makes the catch. I mean, he's another one. I mean, I think America hates him dead, but they love him so much because he parties. But they hate him so much because he never drops a pass. But he's the funniest guy, and everybody wants to party with him. But all they do is lose to him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one thing about Gronk, win or lose on Sunday night, I wouldn't take what he says in the aftermath of that game as Bible, because he's a very emotional guy that wins. Is hard on his sleeve and his emotions on his sleeve. So if they were to lose Sunday night, I could see him saying that he's thinking about retiring or leaning towards retirement. But I want to talk to him in a month when he's had a month to rest and the juices start flowing, the competitive juices start flowing again. That's when I'll take his word for it. As far as Bill goes,
yeah,
no way his passion hasn't let up at all. He still loves teaching these guys, and I think he has a real special bond with this team. There's a lot of young guys and a lot of veterans too. It's a good mix. And I think, he's made a real strong connection with this locker room. So I think he wants to keep it going.
How do the Rams worry you? What about their plan, do you think, going into this game, the way their season unfolded, the way they got lucky in New Orleans with the call, but they still won the game, and Zuerlein was incredible. Goff on third and rollout situations was incredible. How do they worry you?
I think Todd Gurley, even though he's coming off a really – bad game in the NFC Championship game. I think he had four carries for nothing. But I think that he's probably healthy. I think that they weren't maybe completely honest with the knee injury that he had. So I think that if he's healthy, he's a really tough guy to defend, because not only is he a great tailback and a good kind of, swing receiver out of the backfield, he can also line up and run routes like a receiver. They'll put him in the slot. They'll put him outside. He'll run down the seam. So he's a really tough guy to defend, and he's so versatile that he might be the guy that the Patriots decide, we got to take this guy away and make Jared Goff beat us.
So the defensive pass rush, their front with Donald and Fowler and Sue and company, everybody keeps saying they're going to kill Brady. Brady hasn't been touched in 5 years. I mean, he got sacked 5 times last year. I get it. I'm being facetious. But, I mean, yep. It seems like 5 years in the last month, because no one's come close to touching him in the last month.
Yeah, this offensive line has been incredible. And I'll give you another stat. Tom's only been sacked 3 times this whole season when it comes to interior pressure, and that's where they generate a lot of their pressure, the Rams. So, in the past, that's been the key to beating Brady is being able to pressure him up the middle and pressure him without blitzing. Because if you bring extra guys, he's going to torch your secondary because he gets rid of the ball so fast. So pressuring him while still being able to drop, 6-7 guys back in the secondary, that's when you can beat him. But if they can't get to him and this offensive line continues to play, and throw up that wall that they've been doing the last month of the season and the 2 weeks of the playoffs, I really like their chances, because he's just getting rid of the ball so quick. All he needs is that extra half second, and I think you're going to look for Gronk and James Devlin, the fullback, to go in motion and kind of wham block Aaron Donald as much as they can.
How about you? Every year you get to cover the Patriots in the Super Bowl. What a gig you have. I mean, every single year of your life you're in the Super Bowl covering this team. I mean, you got the life of Riley McBride.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig. I look at some of the other guys. If you're a beat reporter for the Browns or whatever, you're already into combine mode and draft mode, and I get to extend that for a little while and be at the Super Bowl. So I never take it for granted. I know that sounds like a cliche. It sounds like something a player would say, but I never take it for granted, because this is the greatest week of the year.
Come on, Jim. You could do with a couple years of not doing this, right? A couple years off from covering the Super Bowl, Jim? Come on. A couple years off, maybe.
God, this guy, McBride, he doesn't need any help. He's got all the luck in the world. Whatever. What do you think the final score will be, Jim? Give me that, because you're never wrong about anything else.
I think Pat's 31-23.
31-23, so they beat that ass. I like that. Yeah. Hey, listen, Jim, enjoy the game. You're the best. I always love having you on the show. You're one of my all-time favorites. We'll talk to you again real soon. I'm sure there'll be some championship game that somebody from Boston's in about a week or two, so I'll catch up with you.
Maybe even the Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah, good luck with that. Your team sucks.
Thanks, Scotty.
All right, Jimmy. Jim McBride of the Boston Globe, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.